fantastic news as far as we're concerned that we've actually been listened to. There was a sense of euphoria through the lab when we heard the news. It just goes against our very nature to be out in strike, and we would have continued it, but we're just delighted that we've had a chance to go to the LRC and talk.
And I think this is an important part of the narrative regarding this, that you all are there to care for patients and to care for people. To go on strike is against the nature of that, in terms of you really do not want to be out there on strike. You'd rather be there and working and helping in the hospital. So it's important that these labour issues are recognised and have been solved now, hopefully, and that moving forward, further disruptions are avoided, not because you guys are going on strike, but because you won't have to go on strike.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's up in front of a judge now, and we believe our case is strong, so hopefully we'll get a resolution. We just want to get back to work. We were just delighted that we can just go back to caring for the patients properly the way we've always done. This limited service that was more than sufficient to look after the critical patients, but thankfully we can start looking after the community at large.
Speaking of the community at large, did you receive a lot of support from the local community here in Letterkenny and in Donegal for your strike action? Of course, for some people it is difficult, maybe they had an appointment cancelled, whatever, but did you feel that there was a level of support and understanding behind your reasoning to go on strike?
Even from the patients that I spoke to that had an appointment cancelled or an operation cancelled, even they were saying, you just have a point, you know, and all the GPs that I've spoken to, the hospital itself, a special thank you to the general manager, Sean Murphy. He rolled in right behind us. He gave us all the support, his team. We got support from everyone. I didn't hear one word negatively. The cars never stopped beeping their horns all day long. So just basically a thank you to Donegal for the support that they gave us.